favor, say aye.
Aye.
So passed.
Thank you.
Okay, under new business, ratification of payments to Elian Financial Services, Pike County Light and Power, Pocono Record, True Green, Casella, Mid-Atlantic, and Milford Water Authority. I make a motion, we approve those bills.
And the reason we're ratifying them is because Shawna was on vacation.
On vacation.
I'll second it.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. The PMVB facade grant application no longer does facades. It's only going to be doing like park projects and sidewalk projects and like striping, parking striping. So there's nothing really there that's applicable to our project this year, so we don't need to act on that.
Same thing with C, discussion, ratification, and direction for engineers?
No, the facade is still part of our municipal facilities program that we planned out. And if we have two more grant applications that are still in play for the state and two that haven't been answered yet from AARP and T-Mobile that may help us get all the funding that we need to do the project. So we did not actually give John any direction. We had a discussion where he informed us what he's doing, but he didn't ask us any questions for direction. He basically asked us to get him some documents on what we had put together for the applications themselves and the grants themselves. Is there anything left that you want to go through before you leave today with us?
Yeah, so I know that we had discussed that on the 19th, I believe, there's an election. So
yes.
We wanted to possibly put forth proposals to the public that they could vote on, right?
What we wanted, yeah, what we had talked about doing was having like rendering A and rendering B and letting people give feedback on which they thought would be better as far as the facade.
Yep.
But that's really close at this point in time.
Here's the thing. I could have renderings prepared by that date. The question is, if I present them to the board, how do we get your okay to actually share them with the public in a format when they come in?
Hey, because we don't have a meeting until the 20th.
Right.
You don't have to read it.
I would just say let them do two or three renderings, let the public decide.
Well,
judging from the one rendering you did in here, I got no problem.
Well, I think it would have to be a rendering and the price tag.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people would say, well, maybe if.
Maybe.
Right?
If.
Kevin's got his hand up in the back.
Kev.
I really think that you're taking it a step that you shouldn't.
Asking the public for feedback?
Yeah, that's right. And I'll tell you why, because you can't, it's just like, I'll use the entryway for an example. The public is going to say, if you use the entryway, that they're going to want pavers, or they're going to want stone, or they're going to want something that's pretty. The truth is, pavers or stone or any of those type of things,
are all dangerous.
With the amount of salt that you use here, with the way they're constructed, they look nice for 4 months. Next spring, they have stuff growing in them. The problem with your sidewalk here is that wasn't prepared the same as your parking lot. If that had a base and a binder course and a finish course on top, it would last as long as your parking lot. You'd be able to refresh it with some sealer or do whatever, and you'll maintain it for 20 years and it'll look nice. And it won't be the cost that you're getting at. The sidewalk on the side, if that's 5 feet wide, you have to do that for ADA. That for ADA you have to do, then it would match up. It would all go together and be easy to maintain and look clean and crisp. The 10-foot wide out in the front is essential for when you have a big group here. Election and when they're working on both sides or whatever. So you can't put that practicality in a decision when you put it up on the street and let the public take a look at it. They're going to pick whatever they think is prettiest, and they're not going to put cost or maintenance or that into the equation. So that That's all I have to say about it.
Yeah.
I think you're spending money for renderings and that sort of stuff that probably aren't necessary. That's my opinion.
I have to agree with Kevin.
Really?
I mean, we trust you to run the government to spend our money. I think you can make decent decisions about. And John has made, his proposals all are appropriate.
Yeah.
And we all like the facade appearance that he put in the document that he gave us today.
Yeah.
You know, so, but that's just, the sidewalk is just an example.
Yeah.
Because if you put that out, and that'll be part of the aesthetics, they're not going to pick the blacktop.
No.
You know, they're going to want stamped concrete or pavers or stone or something. And they're all nice the first 3 months. They're all a headache and they don't. I see John nodding.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with the walkway. I think that pavement will probably last a lot longer, or a concrete sidewalk. The problem is with the amount of salt that everybody uses, they become discolored and destroyed, any sort of paver or stamped concrete. And you'll be discouraged after a year or more. I think to the point about the facade, I mean, if we have more time, then when we actually prepare the bid documents, we'll have a more thorough scope about what we want to try to get pricing for, to how to beautify the front of the building. You know, so if there's nothing like other than goodwill, I guess, you know, binding by the 19th, then maybe we just take the time to be thorough as a group.
Personally, I'd rather see you work on the data center to warehouse.
Me too.
The other practical part is if you lock yourself in with the public and your costs overrun, or you need to change material or do something to make the job affordable, you don't have that option if you promise something. But
that makes a good point.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
The list that you came in with, John, mm-hmm. is there other feedback that you didn't get so far today that you need to come up with?
You want to look at my list of importance? See if you think it's the same as yours?
No, I mean, I think what, you know, I'm not sure we can make all these selections tonight. What if you could give me your suggestions in an email writing, and then we could, at a future meeting before we go out the bid, just decide, you know, okay, these are the color selections, or this is the final design selection that we're going to go with before we put it out the bid. We could do that in a formal meeting, but if you, for information purposes, could email that to me, that would be helpful.
Okay, I just want to go back to the conversation we were having during the workshop. The analyst who's reviewing the statewide application needs the updated cost estimate and the prioritization by the 12th of May.
And we'll do that.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do the updated cost estimate and priority, you know, the priority, we'll define that. But I mean, as far as like, you know, picking out, you know, shingle colors or different things like that, we could decide that, you know, at a future meeting.
Okay. Did you just put that with that?
Yeah.
Does the electrical system that's on your list add weatherproof outlets to the building's exterior? Does that go along with the button itself?
No, that would be more separate. With the.
That's just for lighting.
That would be at the same time they do the lighting.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly, I believe that was for Christmas decorations or lights. I mean, that was the comment that came out, you know, almost 2 years ago when we started talking about this. You know, providing exterior outlets so Christmas lights could be done.
Okay.
I think that's a good priority list.
Yep. Do you want me to pass it over to Gary?
Yes. Pass it over to Gary.
Did you write priority there?
Yeah,
I gave you numbers. And
lo and behold, the facade was last.
Which it is.
Well,
yes.
It's the lowest importance.
It may have to be.
Absolutely. we should know on AARP before the end of the month, and we'll know on T-Mobile by the end of June. It looks like we may know on our Monroe LSA application by the end of May, but they're clear that the statewide is not going to go until September at least.
Wasn't that the same last year, September?
No. Statewide didn't end up going in September. It didn't go until December and January.
Yeah. It was supposed to go.
Yeah, but then the state budget went off the rails, so.
You want that or no?
I copied it, yeah.
Anything else on?
The old Flintstone copy.
Moving on. Request to use the parking lot for the car wash and fundraising for GATE for August 15th. What's your pleasure?
I'll make a motion to approve the use of the parking lot by GATE under the usual conditions.
Sean, I already checked that. Nothing else was on that day?
I don't think anybody asked us that far out.
Okay.
You got a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So approved. Robert Brown's resignation from the Planning Commission. I make a motion we accept Robert Brown's resignation with regret from the Planning Commission.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So passed. Car wash schedule changed from May 16th to the 23rd for Delaware Valley Youth Lacrosse.
Didn't we have somebody else we approved for May 23rd?
It was Greenwood Hills, but they said they got
they used library. Something else. Okay. Okay.
So what's your pleasure on that?
I'll make a motion that we approve the new date for the lacrosse car wash.
I'll second that. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 So passed. Park discussion.
All right, I put that on there because I would like to just investigate it. I've been going around with the different parks that the different municipalities have, and they seem to be able to make money with their parks and cover all the costs and still have money at the end of the year. I look into Shahola. That whole park was built with grant money. It took, I think, 3 or 4 years to get it to where it is. But with the rentals at the pavilion and the ball fields and stuff, they actually had, from what they're telling me, they had $60,000 left in the left over from the park account. And I know when they do fairs and stuff in it, you get a lot more money. So it could actually be good for the community. If I can find a piece of property, I just want to okay to go ahead and look at it and put something together.
I don't have a problem with it, but I don't know how the township will ever afford to buy a piece of property in our own township.
Well, that's what I want to check into.
I make a motion to allow Bob to look into different locations for a park if there's any property available.
And I'm not looking to actually have the township purchase it.
Right.
You're not looking to have the township purchase it?
No. I'm going to see what other options are available, which I may be able to find. Yeah, they can do the whole thing for pretty much no money. Like I said, we did it in Shahola and it took time, but we did it. You got a park in your town? You gonna know anything about it, Tony?
I have municipalities that I represent that have parks, and most of it was built with grant money over a long period of years.
Yeah, it takes time, I know that.
Yeah, that's right.
Do they operate in the plus that you know?
Half $1 million in their park.
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Yeah. There's definitely a large grant area.
Yeah.
Most of the time they have a parks outdoor recreation plan.
Yeah.
And it goes along with that.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll check into it.
No money being spent. That's a tall order.
Yes, it is. Zoning fees.
I've also seen the opposite.
All right, I sent you all the both. You know, I sent everybody the new zoning fees that I went over with Mike.
The new zoning fees?
Yeah.
I saw something that said 2020 in the packets that I got when I got here.
2026, it should say.
It says that 2020.
Ah, should have said 2026. I don't know why it says 2020.
This one is the old one.
Well, wow, did you send me zoning fees?
What's that?
Did you send me zoning fees?
Yes, I did.
This is all the old ones. Where's the new ones?
I didn't see any new ones, Bob.
It says 2020.
2020, signed by us.
I sent out all the new ones.
What do you mean you sent out all the new
ones? Yeah, this is the old. Yeah,
this is the old one.
This is all I got. I didn't get
this. This is all I got.
Let me see when I sent them.
Maybe on my phone, but...
Bob is looking for that on the workshop agenda that we didn't get to, was scheduling the annual fraud prevention training for staff. This is something that was part of the policies that we adopted last year. I'm assuming that it hasn't been done.
PSATs, I sent it to you, Tony, on April 8th, sorry.
PSATs has it on demand so that it would be available to be done together in the conference room using our equipment. Everybody could sit together and do that. But it's definitely something that we need to be intentional about scheduling. Do you have any preference? Do you want to wait for the rainiest day of the forecast?
Well, just Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, no matter.
As long as it's Monday through Thursday.
Do I have to go to that? Do we have to go to that too?
I don't know that we're going to be able to have the staff that works here during the day and us at the same time, but it's on demand, so the rest of us can do it at home, but we need the staff to be doing it together. Or you can assign it to your guys to participate here in the office, and everybody should sign in that they did it.
Okay.
And the supervisors can probably just do it. It's on demand on PSAT, so...
I'll set it up with them guys. It's anytime we want to do it, right?
Anytime you want to do it, but it should be done, you know, you're going to need Shahana to set up.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
And, yeah.
All right, I'll talk to Audrey tomorrow.
Okay.
Bob, can I ask you to resend that? Because apparently...
I sent it all three at the same time on April 8th.
Not sure we're not.
I don't remember ever getting it either. I don't have my phone with me, but...
I'll look, but I definitely didn't. I'm not prepared to vote on something on it today.
Yeah, I guess not.
I'll make a motion we continue this to the next meeting for the zoning fees. Motion remains second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 So passed.
Okay, very good. So the community garden, the reason I put this on the workshop agenda was because we've been having difficulty getting some attention for the garden. Hi, Bill. Did you have something you wanted to share? Bill?
No.
Okay.
My thing unmuted.
Sorry. So the garden club used to handle the garden. They're having difficulty getting volunteers to participate with the garden. There are a number of reasons for that. One is that all the raised beds are on the ground, raised from the ground. Their folks are getting older. So the ergonomics of it are not friendly. There wasn't anywhere to sit out there. I put a bench out there. They weren't necessarily aware of when the building was open to be able to come in and use the bathrooms. They had a coordinator who was, all the food that they were growing there was being given to the food pantries. But the person who was coordinating it wasn't necessarily inquiring with the food pantry about what the food pantry wanted for food. And so some of the things that they were growing were not things that the food pantry could get rid of.
Most of it went to waste out there.
So the there is a new interested person who is two people who are interested in coordinating stuff for the garden. But I just wanted to kind of make sure that we were all on the same page. I reached out to the master gardeners at 4-H and Penn State to see if they could help at all. And they're interested in coming over to look at the garden and talk with any interested people. I reached out to someone I know is very plugged into scouting to say, hey, if the scouts were looking for an Eagle Scout project, raised beds that would be either seat height or standing height would be helpful and could be used. The person who's interested in following up on working in the garden also thinks the DV Environmental Science Group might be interested in doing some work there and is going to try to coordinate with them. But I know Penn State would like to have like a meeting in the garden, and I didn't want any progress to happen with those kinds of things without the whole board being aware and having a chance to chime in on whether or not anybody has anything they want to say about the garden.
Mm-hmm. The bathrooms are normally open from 6 to 2, Monday through Friday.
It's from 6 a.m. to 2. Because they can get in the building. I mean, they can't get in the building. The guys aren't necessarily here when they're on.
We unlock the back door if they want to come in now.
Well, that's the other item on the agenda is security that we can talk about in executive session.
6 to 1.
9 to 1, the office is open.
Yeah,
and it's
9
really
to 1.
Easy to come in then and use the bathroom.
Yes.
The water that's available out there, Gary, is it all Milford Water Authority chlorinated water?
Yep.
Okay. That's what my impression was, and the person who had been out there before wasn't even aware of that. But I think we just need to help coordinate some people to pay a little bit more attention to the garden and maybe get some more volunteers for the garden. So I just wanted to bring it up and have a little bit of a discussion about it.
Our well is still active, though, right? We didn't fill it in, did we?
No, it's not filled in. The pump's just disconnected.
Yeah, but the pump's still in there, right?
The pump's not even disconnected. It's just turned off.
Yeah.
But the line coming into the building is no longer comes in the building.
Cut outside or by the well?
I think it's cut just outside, or maybe inside.
Again, they might be able to.
I forget where it's cut.
Just for the garden.
They don't want to use town water.
But chlorinated water just sometimes can affect the plants differently. I have an avid gardener in my family who lets the water breathe before to make sure it's not chlorine directly. I don't have that green of a thumb myself, so.
Whether you use a lot of drinking it, chlorinated water.
We still need the executive session, right?
Yes, please. Anything else?
Anything else under public participation?
Yeah, just two quick questions, if I could, please. That's all I have. Just to be clear on my end on both of these questions, on each of these questions, I know you talked about the work that's being done, the upgrades surrounding the building, and there are grants that have come in. Could I ask what the grants are specifically, like, and for how much you have so far?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know you did mention it, but I just want to make sure that I understand correctly, please. Like what grants came in, and that, I mean, there's only one or two, I guess, right now, main ones. But the main ones you have, what are they right now?
We have two grants, one for $100,000 and one for $125,000. They're both through the local share account program, which is funded by gaming taxes. Mm-hmm. If memory serves me, they're both statewide, but I wouldn't absolutely swear that one isn't Monroe County and one isn't statewide.
Okay.
And we have other applications pending. So right now we have a total of $225,000 in grant funding that's been awarded for the project.
How much would you like to have ideally, or realistically?
Well, that's hard, a little bit hard in that The estimates, I think, were about 270 when we were filing the applications last year.
Yeah.
But since then, the price of oil has skyrocketed, and that will affect the paving, which is a huge part. The majority of the project is the paving part of the project.
It affected the lumber, it affected everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, even the transportation for the company to come down here and do it.
Paving's going to be the biggest impact right now.
Yeah. What would you say, John, knowing the scope of the work in detail, what would you say would be the ideal number?
Oh, absolutely. That's a difficult question to answer.
Without holding you to the number, because it's just off the top of your head.
Well, I think the oil alone has probably escalated pricing, you know, 30 to 40% easily.
You know, and so, my guess was going to be 40%.
Yeah.
And so $270,000 project.
And that 40%, yeah. And I think, you know, a lot of it just, and it could go higher depending on what happens, you know, overseas. Hopefully not, but hopefully it'll. But the reports are that the prices won't come down for at least, you know, 3 or 4 months after.
After it's all over.
After it's over, yeah.
If then, and right now, the fire department, when medevac is going to land here, has to come in and sweep before the helicopter can come in so that it doesn't break our windows or break any of their, you know, damage any of their
Dollar
trucks.
Dollar General car windows.
And we've been trying to keep it clean as much as we can.
Yeah, but it needs it. Yeah. It definitely needs it.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, so we're going to tackle at least the first part of the project, and then we'll see how much, you know, where the bids come in. But that's why we also want to keep the pending applications live, and if we can change the budget because we have new estimates of what it's actually going to cost, mm-hmm. we'll be able to do that. Not that we have any guarantee that they'll be successful, but
we have a copy of that letter that wants to go on there.
Okay. My other question is, what is the next step? I know it was discussed, but specifically, what would be the next step with regards to, based on all the variables that were discussed tonight, on the data center ordinance? Where do you go from here specifically?
A draft ordinance has to be compiled and passed by the Planning Commission to the county and to us. It needs to be blessed. Yeah, language needs to be blessed. I did, yeah.
Even if this comes after the deadline expires, after the moratorium expires, you're still going to go forward, though.
Yes.
Correct?
See, yes.
That's what I want to be clear on, because I know that moratorium is coming to an end. You're still going to move forward. Okay. Have you had applicants, like, waiting in the wings, so to speak, for this ordinance to be filed? Up to this point?
No.
No.
None that we know of.
No.
All right. They wouldn't tell us if they were.
Right.
I don't want to jinx it.
Let's put it this way. The answer is we hope not.
Yeah, I don't want to jinx it. I'm just asking. Well, I'm not necessarily going to write that, but I
appreciate that.
Yeah, don't imagine that.
If there was, I would write it, you know, but if there isn't, I'm not.
No, it's definitely moving forward, Wayne.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other under public participation? Now we're going to have a quick executive session.
I'm going to head out.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to leave the meeting so that the sound doesn't flow over onto.
That's the sad thing.
Yep.
Right,
Shauna, what'd you do? Everybody left.
One other.
I was just waiting.
What'd you do? Scare everybody out of here?
There was one other thought that I had about additional costs. That if John is putting together estimates and trying to add in stuff to try to make sure that we have a budget that's big enough to keep our application whole.
Yeah.
And that was new fencing around the community garden, because what is there is not in very good shape.
What?
No, in some places it's sort of falling down a little bit, and it's certainly not attractive in any way.
I have to look at it.
Yeah, take a look at it. Probably be shored up for now, but we got to watch.
Again, not a priority item, you know what I mean? But if we're trying to fill in the budget, which works in two ways, it keeps the whole application in play, but it also allows us, if the cost of something higher priority goes up, to have buffer to cover the higher priority.
I mean, if it can be added into the application, add it in.
Yeah, they can put it into the budget. We just have to give it to her by the 12th with the cost estimates. Do you have a sense of the fence dimensions? Because I imagine that John would need that in order to come up with the cost.
Yeah, Harvey's got a wheel out there. We could measure. I'll stop tomorrow. Yeah, I can stop tomorrow because I got a doctor's appointment, so I'll be going right past here.
Okay, and can you follow up with John after that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, then I guess what's left is pay the bills and adjourn, right?
Yep. That motion?
I'll make a motion to pay the bills and adjourn.
I'll second that.
All right.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.